building materials player Cash Build has announced it's to buy the Building Company Proprietary Limited, which is owned by Pepkor Holdings, for 1.07 billion rand. The deal will enhance Cash Build's retail presence in regions such as the Western Cape, Eastern Cape and KZN. Separately, Cash Build reported that revenue in the quarter ended June 2020 declined by 23%, largely due to the lockdown restrictions that saw the building's material retailer inactive. For the year ended June, revenue declined by 7%, while headline earnings per share fell by 20%. Well, earlier, my colleague Rek van der Kerk caught up with Cash Build CEO Werner de Jager.
The hardware and building construction material group Cashbuild wants to buy Pepkor's subsidiary, The Building Company, for 1.1 billion rand. The Building Company owns businesses such as Buco, Timber City, Taltoria and Buildware, and has more than 180 outlets in South Africa, Zambia, Botswana and Namibia. The Building Company earned a revenue of over 8 billion rand in its most recent financial year. On the line is Werner de Jager. He's the chief executive of Cashbuild. Werner, thank you so much for joining me. How significant is this transaction for Cashbuild?
Evening, Rakio. Thank you. No, it is a fairly substantial transaction for the business. If you look at the revenue of the building company, is 8.2 billion, Cashbuild nearly 10 billion or just over 10 billion. So it's substantial. The number of stores we're adding to our 318 Cashbuild stores is 181 DBC stores. And the transaction value is nearly a quarter or slightly over a quarter of our market capitalization. So in all, fairly substantial for us.
Yeah, it seems very substantial. Why did you buy it?
Like, it's part of our strategy that we've agreed upon quite a couple of years ago, is that part of our growth aspirations is acquisitions. And when you look at what it offers us, the building company, in terms of access to regions that we were underrepresented previously, especially the coastal areas, and the market sectors, you know, the building contractors that we don't really serve in Cashbuild at the moment, that's all aspects that ticks the boxes for us and makes TBC a good acquisition and a strategic fit for Cashbuild.
We live in an interesting economic environment. COVID-19 has really turned our economic prospects on its head. When did you start to talk to Pepkor about this deal?
We basically started talking to them late last year. So it continued through the lockdown period, and we got to an answer this week. So it's been quite a long haul, and probably would have been quicker had we not had the lockdown. But all's well that hopefully ends well.
Yeah. Did the price change due to the lockdown and the economic prospect?
I wouldn't say that's the main driver of the price. You know, you buy a company for the prospects and what you expect out of it in future, not necessarily based on historical results. So I don't think it played a major role. It probably did add a bit to a better price, but I don't think it's a major factor in the bigger scheme of things.
There are many retail brands within the building company. Are you going to make any significant changes to the brands and the businesses, following the conclusion of the transaction?
The plans are not to do anything drastic at this stage. I think like we did with our P&L acquisition, you know, you're buying it for the brands, and we'll certainly keep the bigger brands, the Bucos and the Timber City names, and not necessarily change that. So at this stage, there's no major plans for big changes.
Will you integrate these brands within your core Cashbuild systems to see if you can maybe save money from a centralized admin system, for example?
Yes, there's always opportunities. Both businesses are fairly well run in terms of lean back offices, and but there's always opportunities, I think, especially in the supply chain and delivery route optimization. If you've got more stores in one town, it's certainly easier to fill a load and get the vehicles out there. The
retail environment is under immense pressure currently. How are your markets performing where you do business, the building construction type of materials? Are there any significant trends following the lockdown?
Yes, indeed. So we've seen obviously during lockdown there were no turnover, but post lockdown, there's been a renewed interest in building materials and related products, and we've seen Cashbuild's results for turnover for the month of May was up 12%, and the month of June was actually up 13%. So it is significantly better than it was pre-lockdown, and so it's a trend that we expected. It's probably lasting longer than we expected, but it's a trend that we've seen worldwide in other countries as well, that there's been a renewed interest in housing.
Yeah, that is interesting indeed. Is this because people are sitting at home, they're working from home, and then they see, listen, we need to do a bit of maintenance or maybe redo the cottage at the back? Is that a typical consumer or client of yours who is investing in their properties, who are investing in their properties?
It's certainly a fair portion of it, but I think our customer base as well in the rural areas and sort of not that urban areas, you know, we're well positioned to serve them there. And they've also spent quite a bit of time at home, also having a bit more time to do projects. And I do think a lot of our customers saved quite a bit of money on transport during the lockdown period, still getting paid their wages. And they had some bit of spare cash too that they can invest in and improve their property. And that remains a primary goal of most people, is to improve their housing.
There are some very dire economic prospects. Some economists even predict a recession for the whole year of around 10% or even more than 10%. How do you foresee the economic environment in your industry for this year?
That pessimistic, but we believe that till November we should still see some decent results coming through. The uncertainty is what will happen in December. A lot of companies indicated that 13th checks and Christmas bonuses are not going to be paid this year. So traditionally November, December, or December specifically, is a good trading month for any retailer. But, from a longer term perspective, we're still very positive about the economy as a whole. We know that there's some tough times in the interim, but the fact that we're still investing in Cashbuild and also prepared to invest in an acquisition of this size in South Africa is that longer term we believe there's a bright future for this industry in the country.
Werner, thank you so much for your time. That was Werner De Jager. He's the Chief Executive of Cashbuild.